Hey, welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. I'm your host, John Lovering, restorer of antique radios and collector of the programs that were broadcast over those radios. The intent of this podcast is to bring back some memories and initiate some newbies into how wonderful the golden age of radio really was. Considering the radio was the only form of immediate news and entertainment from the late 1920s until the mid-1950s, and even then it managed to stay viable until about the early 60s, there was some fantastic talent and programming that was a vital part of the American culture, particularly during the Depression of the 30s and World War II. On this track, you're going to hear all the way back to November 11, 1945, just 3 months after World War II ended, to hear a very popular program known as the Kraft Music Hall, with Frank Morgan, who played the Wizard in The Wizard of Oz as the guest host. The lead-off song, Chicka Chicka Boom Chick. Hey, I didn't make that title up. It is Chicka Chicka Boom Chick is the name. The Kraft Music Hall ran from 1933 to 1949 on radio and then continued on television until 1971. The most popular star on the radio series was Bing Crosby. The Kraft Music Hall from November 11, 1945, now coming your way as it is rebroadcast on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And thanks for listening.
Call with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the charioteers, the charming Lena Romay, the king of the keyboard, Carmen Cavallaro, our bubbling guest star, Vera Vague, and starring that star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's picture, Yolanda and the Thief, that silver-haired rags raglan, Frank Morgan.
Thank you, Kenneth, my boy. And I presume that your comparison of me to Rags Raglan was caused by my disheveled appearance yesterday.
Well, yes, you did look a bit shabby, Frank.
And how else would a man look who spent his entire day duck hunting at Bakersfield?
Oh?
I forget what they call them, but I was crouched in one of those shacks that conceal you from the ducks.
Blind?
Well, I'd had a guy with... Oh! Stop trying to sneak up on me.
Hello, Mr. Morgan!
Vera Vague!
How are you, Vera? Vague?
Oh, you silly man, you. You know I've been Vera Vague all my life.
Yeah, well, don't you think it's time for reconversion?
Oh, bless your little pointed head. As a matter of fact, Mr. Morgan, I have reconverted. I'm a changed woman.
How changed?
Well, the one thing you won't find me on the corner anymore, whistling at handsome men.
I won't, huh? Well, good for you, Miss Vague. No more whistling at men, eh?
No, indeed. Hard enough to run them down. Why should I give them warning? No, really, I'm just kidding. From now on, you're going to find a very different Vera Vague.
Uh-huh.
Cool, aloof, waiting for the men to come to her.
Yeah, what happens if they don't come?
Well, then it's back to the flying tackle again.
While Vera and Frank went to a huddle to figure out the new signals, lovely Lena Romay gives us something to figure out as she sings Chicka Chicka Boom Chick. Lena?
Come on and sing the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka. That crazy thing, the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka. Brazilians found the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka. They like the sound of chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom. It came down the Amazon from the jungles where the natives greet everyone they meet, beat beat on a tom tom tom. Boom 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 boom. It don't make sense, the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom. But it's immense, the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka. That's all you've got to say to chase the jinx away. Chicka chicka boom chicka chicka boom chicka chicka boom chicka.
Then
up comes the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom.
Then
up goes the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka. And then the chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom. Said by love song that chicka chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom. It came down the Amazon from jungle, where the natives greet everyone to meet, beat, beat, none at Tom Tom. It don't make sense, chicka chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom. But it's immense, chicka chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom. That's all you've got to say to chase the jinx away. Chicka chicka boom, chicka chicka boom, chicka chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom.
The charioteers become one big happy family and tell you about Brother Bill.
Me and Brother Bill went hunting.
Where'd you go, boy?
Way up in eastern Maine.
On the choo-choo.
The reason we went way up there, we thought we could shoot some game.
Ooh-ah.
Me and Brother Bill went hunting. Woo-hoo. Way in the middle of the night.
In the moonlight.
Shot at something like a grizzly bear and the
doggone thing turned white.
Woo! I dropped my gun.
Hop!
And the way I run,
Beep-bop-rum.
Brother Bill said, boy,
what's the matter with you?
Had he known like me, he'd
run some too.
I ran so fast, they say, they couldn't catch me all day.
No, no, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Rit, 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 boop, solid to boot. Bill got so excited,
comes to shooting at me.
Heard those bullets sizzling, whistling through the trees.
They ran right by my house, but I didn't have time to knock.
Ran into a good crap game and I didn't have time to stop. Ran into a tin mill.
Thought I'd get a drink of gin.
You didn't have a dime to pay for it.
So I had to start running again.
Well, I ran so fast that night, feet never touched the ground. Heard those birdies in the trees,
sing.
Alabama bound.
I'm
going home,
I'm
all alone.
The
Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
Daddy don't like me, he'd run some too.
I ran so fast, they say,
hey,
you couldn't catch me all day.
That's me running over down that piano.
Way I ran across that field.
They couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Jack, I was tan.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Solid they went, boom.
Oh, they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Charioteer, you did right well by Bill's brother. And now...
Oh, Mr. Mulligan.
Yes, Miss Vague?
Oh, Mr. Mulligan, you're such an attractive man, and I'm not doing anything tonight, and I thought...
Yeah, sorry, busy.
That's what I thought.
Oh, hello, may I join you?
Oh, yes, dear, yes, but right in, that's all right.
Oh, Lena Romay, I want you to meet Vera Vague.
Oh, Miss Vague, I wanted to tell you how much I like your hair.
Oh, do you really?
Yes. It's wonderful what they're doing with plastics nowadays.
Oh, you're a sweet little girl. Bless your heart. I couldn't help noticing the way you look, too.
Thank you. I spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the beauty parlor.
Well, lost weekend.
I had a feeling you two girls would take to each other.
Yeah.
But I think it's about time for Carmen Cavallaro to play. Ready, Carmen?
All set, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, you didn't tell me there was another man on this show. You tricky little sneak, you.
You know, I've been wanting to meet you, Miss Vague.
Would you mind saying that again?
I said I've been wanting to meet you, Miss Vague.
I see they've lifted the ban on loose talk.
Mr. Morgan, let's listen to this boy before they take him away.
You know, I've been wanting to tell you I had the most amazing dream last night.
Yes?
Uh-huh. I chased you all around and hugged you and kissed you.
Oh, you did? Well, I'll buy that dream.
Maybe I'd better play the piano now.
Oh, good. And I'll sit right beside you and hold your hand.
but Miss Vague, if you hold my hand now, how will I be able to play?
Oh, well, I have my problems. You have yours.
While the bulldozer comes in to remove Miss Vague, Carmen Cavallaro plays the lilting, romantic, and everlasting ballad, Falling in Love with Love. Fall in, Carmen. Well done, Carmen. Beautiful.
Yes, I certainly agree with you there, Frank.
Ah, what exciting memories that song recalls. The last time I heard it was on the French Riviera while trailing that notorious female smuggler, Yvette Yvette. A two-time loser.
Oh, come now, Frank. Were you really a detective?
My boy, my sterling record proves that I was second to none.
Didn't you ever fall down on a case?
No, but after a couple of bottles, I stagger a little. How do I get trapped into these things? I reached the pinnacle of my successful career as chief inspector on one of the country's foremost police forces. I'll never forget one day when my assistant came to me and exclaimed...
Inspector Morgan.
Yes.
We've just received a teletype.
Yes.
That Jack the Ripper is loose in this neighborhood.
Jack the Ripper?
Yes.
My man, I'm one of the world's most capable criminal investigators. And I'll stake my reputation after 20 years. 20 years, mind you, that there is no Jack the Ripper. Come in. Well, there's 20 years shot down the drain. Quickly gaining my composure, I was about to resume work when suddenly... Inspector Morgan speaking.
Oh, Inspector, this is Vera Vague, and there's a horrible face peering in my window. Now the window's opening and the monster's coming toward me. Help!
I wonder why she hung up. Having a slight suspicion that something might be wrong, I decided to go to the lady's house, and rushing to the curb, I hollered, Cabby! Oh, Cabby!
Yes, sir?
Drive me to Vera Vague's house immediately. It's only 50 miles away.
Okay, hop in, bud.
Here we are.
What took you so long?
Signals were against me.
Leaving the bill for the old lady who was sharing the cab, I entered the building. Striding to the elevator, I said to the elevator boy, 10th floor, please.
Right. Main floor. Everybody in?
10th floor, everybody out.
With a feeling of ominous trepidation, I hurried to the apartment door, and my knock was answered by a lady who said...
Oh, hello, Inspector. I'm Vera Vague. My
yes.
husband's been murdered.
How did it happen?
Well, he was sitting at breakfast this morning, and when I came in, he was dead. And I'm glad, I tell you, glad, glad, glad!
Glad? Why?
Now I get his sweeties.
Hurriedly shaking the box to see if there was enough for two of us. I bent over to examine the body, and when I turned away, it took all of my faculties to contain my feelings and exclaim, Madam, this man has been shot, stabbed, strangled, his wrist slashed, and he's been bludgeoned with a tire iron. Tell me one thing.
What?
Were any of his friends practical jokers? Suddenly, my sixth sense warned me this icy-eyed wench was keeping something from me. Whirling on her, I said, Madam, I have a clue. Your husband was jealous of you.
Jealous of me? Oh, well, silly, my husband had no reason to be jealous.
No.
I'll prove it by my butler. Honey poo.
Yes, ducky wucky.
Could my nasty old husband have been jealous of itsy bitsy witsy baby poo?
Why, no, baby waby doodle doo.
Well, there goes another clue. Just then, my assistant rushed in with a report from the police files, and I was astounded at what I saw. It was the record of Vera Vague. Miss Vague, I said, your first husband was found deader than a mackerel. Your second husband was found deader than a mackerel. And now your third husband has been found deader than a mackerel. What have you got to say for yourself?
I guess I just don't like mackerel. Oh, shave on me anyway.
Warning her never to get married on Friday, I continued my grilling and asked, Isn't it somewhat of a coincidence that all your husbands were murdered?
Oh, well, my first husband wasn't really murdered.
No?
No, one night I grasped him in my arms. Looking down into his face, I said, "Kiss me, my fool." And he shot me. I know what you're thinking.
In my script, it said himself. And I was supposed to answer. Oh, he took the easy way out, huh?
Oh, that's... You do them all by yourself. That's... you're such a sweet boy anyway. Why don't you sell your brain to the surplus goods?
Ignoring this obvious attempt at flattery, I was about to leave the apartment when I heard an Asian voice hiss.
Inspector Morgan, I would like to talk to you.
Who are you?
I'm the Spanish servant. I'm old Fandango.
Yeah. Well, fan your old dango somewhere else. I'm hunting a murderer. Realizing that I needed a disguise, I went to a tailor shop and had myself outfitted in the turban, silk jacket, and jeweled pants of an Indian rajah. As I left the establishment, I was instantly aware that someone was following me. I walked faster, but still the footsteps trailed my every move. Using an old trick, I spun swiftly, whipped out my derringer, confronted the man, and barked, "Okay, you rat, you've been following me since I left the tailor shop. Why?"
"Your suspenders are fastened to mine."
Sending him up for a stretch, I went about my business. One of my many stool pigeons informed me that he knew the address of the murderer's apartment. Jimmying the window, I was methodically ransacking the place when a sinister voice in the dark spoke without warning.
"Would you all mind sticking up your hands?"
Obeying his orders, I asked, "How did you ever get in here on this hardwood floor without me hearing you?"
"I just tippy-toed in."
"Well, who are you, anyway?"
"I'm Trotter, the thin man."
"Don't be silly. You don't look like the thin man."
"This is my day off."
Bouncing him to the nearest waste fat station, I hurried off to contact another informant at the state prison. Upon my arrival, a feeble voice from one of the cells caught my ear.
"Inspector Morgan."
"Yes, my man. What is it?"
"You're the man who captured me and sent me to prison. And for the past 60 years, I've been sitting in this cell."
"Well, what have you got to say?"
"It's been a long, long time."
Slipping him an old Eddie Peabody arrangement. From the orchestra, I knew I'd get it. I hastened back to the Vague apartment. Upon arriving, I looked her square in the eye. Not an easy job. And said, "Miss Bates, I accuse you of killing your husband."
"You're right, Inspector Morgan. I did it."
"Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Going around killing people, that's a terrible habit to get into."
"Well, gee, I don't drink or smoke." "And anyway, I'd do it all over again. He was two-timing me, Inspector. Every night he went to see the Dolly Sisters."
"But why should you want to shoot him? The Dolly Sisters is just a movie. They're not real girls."
"Oh, no. Just listen while I open his closet door." "Well, Inspector, what do you say to that?"
"Motion pictures are your best entertainment."
Now we hear again from Carmen Caballero as he plays Hallelujah from Hit the Deck. Hit it, Carmen.
Thank you.
things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mommy said, I sit around and moan, pretending I am wonderful and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. So gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be
well done, Lena. Well done. I like it that way myself. Well, folks, that's all in the hall for tonight. See you next week. Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Well, that's it for this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show on SoundCloud. My name is John Lovering, and I invite you to check out my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/heirloomradio. Please follow this podcast, as I can guarantee you will hear a wide variety of not only top-quality old-time radio shows, but shows that have been restored to bring you a superior listening experience. Thank you for listening. I do not take it for granted. So until next time, stay well and be safe.